So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
7:36 here with Ted and John on KNSS. And as always, on a Tuesday morning, as we head into the new year, we visit with the chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission, Ryan Beatty. Good morning, Mr. Beatty.
Woodward and Witt. Good morning and happy new year. Good to be with you.
Yes, and you're, we've got what, maybe this week and next week and then chairman no longer, correct? You guys will be handing off the baton, so to speak, or the gavel.
Yeah, every January, typically the second meeting in January, we appoint a new chairman of the county commission and a pro temp of the county commission. I've served in that capacity the last 2 years, and heading into 2026, it's time to hand over the gavel and so we'll make that decision. So I got two more weeks after 2 years of every Tuesday morning coming onto this show. So it's been a great experience. I've always enjoyed it. And it's time for someone else to take it and do it on Tuesday mornings moving forward.
Do we have any idea who the next chairman is? I mean, I think I have an idea who it might be. Have you guys got any idea who that might be?
You know, we're just now back in the swing of things. We've had some conversations. A few conversations internally. You know, there's a 5-member board. You have 3 members that are up for re-election in 2026. And serving as chairman is, you have the same role as every other commissioner does in casting a vote. It really isn't a hierarchy in regards to who has more power, more voting power. It really is just in kind of responsibility. It's a designation as the chairman is. Many times you're the official signer of some right. of the documents, not all the documents, but some of the documents. Many times you're the official representative at events and things of that sort. So it's quite a bit more time to serve in that role. So with 3 commissioners that are moving into a re-election year, and it's my belief that all 3 are going to file for re-election, that leaves 2 others that are not and would have the time to fill that capacity. So by default, you're looking at Commissioner Jeff Blueball and Commissioner Stephanie Wise, and both of those are highly capable individuals that are very smart, wonderful commissioners that just completed their first year. So if I was a betting man, I'd bet one of those 2 would serve in that role next year.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too, especially, like you said, if you're up for re-election, you got a lot on your plate, not having to do a bunch of ceremonial duties and extra functions while running for re-election. So I think you're right. Are also in the process of appointing a new Sedgwick County appraiser, correct?
That's right. That'll be on the agenda tomorrow. Friday, when we release the public agenda, I started getting a lot of text messages and calls because on that agenda was a line item in new business for appointment of a new county appraiser. Some know that the county appraiser retired, Mark Clark retired about 6 months ago. We've had an interim county appraiser, Brent Shelton, in place for the last 6 months. And by state statute, the county commission gets to do 2 functions for the county appraiser's office. The first function is we get to appoint the county appraiser. The second function is we fund the department. Now, all the job responsibilities and the formulas and how they actually conduct mass appraisals, that's all done by state statute.
Yeah, that's set by the state. Yeah,
completely set by the state. The county appraiser,
which you and I have talked about, that's where the legislature really needs to step in and try and help fix that appraisal process. I know you'd love to address it if you could, but you can't.
Yeah, there's only so much we can do on the county level, and there's some things that we believe are some, for lack of a better term, I think there's ways to improve the system.
Yeah.
But what we asked for when we looked to hire a new county appraiser, and for the last 6 months, what we have publicly said is that, hey, we want someone to come and sit in this seat that can do a couple things. Number one, not just check the box and the qualifications for an appraiser, but also lead an office of over 70 people. It's very, very important. It's organizationally, we wanted a certain subset of capabilities and attributes to lead an office, but we also wanted someone that can modernize this office to look at technology and innovation. It's something that we're performing with just technology, performing these mass appraisals. We can leverage some of that technology to improve the process. We also wanted someone that really understood the need for better public clarity in these processes. These are confusing processes, the difference between residential and commercial, ag and industrial. how these things get, whether they use comps or they use sales data. We wanted someone that took the public piece of it, the public communication piece of it, very seriously. And lastly, one of the things that we talked about a lot as commissioners is we wanted to hire someone that really understood customer service, particularly in the appeals process. You know, there's over 5,000 appeals that happen every year. And we want the individuals that appeal their appraisals to walk into a department and walk into an experience where customer service is a priority. And they feel like they're being heard. They feel like the process is seamless. And so we wanted someone to prioritize that. We found someone we believe with over 25 years of experience that has wonderful creative ideas. We were thoroughly impressed. And Deanna Aspidin is her name. She will be appointed, unless there's a mutiny on the county commission tomorrow on the vote. I have a hunch she's going to be approved as the new county appraiser for Sedgwick County.
Well, I know we've talked to you about baseball before. You know, pitchers and catchers report in 4.5 weeks.
Can you believe that? I love it. Hey, usually when we start talking in January about spring training coming, it's usually, you know, 15, 20 degrees. We see some snow in the forecast and you're thinking, man, spring training. It feels like spring training right now.
I know.
I love it. Pitchers and catchers, they report, you know, there's a lot of good talk about what's going on with the Royals right now. And as you know, you both of you know, I'm a baseball guy, and my kids have started baseball workouts. They've been in baseball workouts for over a month now. So it's part of what we do in my family, and we can't wait for spring training to get rolling.
First week of January.
When we can have Port St. Lucie weather in January here, I'm all for it.
Wouldn't it? So we went down last year. We took the kids down to Phoenix, and we watched some spring training down in Phoenix and that area down there. We watched the Padres and went to Dodgers camp, and it was just a great experience. And, like, you know, in my view, the American game will always be baseball, and we're raising good Americans in my family, and we love to go watch spring training, and we love the entire season of baseball.
Well, I'm in lockstep with you on that, so.
Well, now you just need to call the Royals and see if you can get them to move to Kansas and join the Chiefs.
Yeah, that hasn't been very controversial, has it? I mean,
no, not in the slightest. Nah.
Yeah,
we need another couple billion-dollar stadium for the Royals, too.
No kidding. You know, the funding mechanism's one thing of it, but knowing that the Chiefs are going to be in Kansas, it is a cool deal for Chiefs fans, and they're going to build a great stadium. My hunch is what's going to happen with the Royals is, in baseball, downtown stadiums are really the modern trend.
Yes.
And it's really cool. When you see the Cubs and Boston and San Francisco, and you see downtown stadiums, I bet they find a way to keep the Royals on the Missouri side, and they go to downtown Kansas City. And I think it'd be a great experience. I think it'd be really cool. And it wouldn't deter anybody in Kansas from watching ball games. And even a Kansas Jayhawk like myself and you, John Whitmer, we'll even go over to Missouri and spend a little.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Money just to watch the Royals.
I think you are absolutely right.
Commissioner Beatty, thanks for being with us here on Tuesdays. As always, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, brother.
There he goes, Ryan Beatty, chair of the Sedgwick County Commission, every Tuesday right here on Ted and John on KNSS. 7:44 here on KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up with the editor, Kirk Seminoff. He'll be telling about a big accounting firm with a new person at the top here in town. KNSS News Time, 7:44.